Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's special July 4th weekend show, we'll remember some of our Minnesota service members who have been lost with firsthand testimony from their families as we discover what it means to be a Gold Star family member. But first, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Rick Nash.
As we prepare to celebrate this 4th of July, reflect with me for a moment. What does the 4th of July mean to you? Does it mean a day off from work, picnics, patriotic concerts, and fireworks? For many, it's an opportunity to wear red, white, and blue, and to unfurl the American flag. For some Americans, the day is an opportunity for a mini vacation with family and friends. Between the lemonade, barbecues, and summer games, what's lost to many and remembered by few are the origins and significance of this special day, this most patriotic of patriotic holidays. The 4th of July celebrates an important birthday, the birth of our nation and the declaration of the independence of the 13 colonies as a separate but United States. This revolutionary declaration espoused a government for the people, by the people. It stated, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." Instrumental in our nation's fight for independence was the Colonial Militia, the predecessors of the Colonial Army and today's National Guard. These citizen soldiers fought a valiant fight, ensuring the formation of an independent state and laying the foundation for the National Guard's role in future conflicts. This 4th of July, while we wear our red, white, and blue, enjoy the company of our family and friends. Observe in awe the flashing of fireworks, or pause with our hand over our heart while the national anthem is played. Let us not forget that freedom is not free. As Franklin Delano Roosevelt once said, it is the truest sense. Freedom cannot be bestowed. It must be achieved. As we celebrate this 4th of July, let's pause for a moment and remember the men and women who are serving this country today, securing that freedom just as our country's forefathers did. Have a happy and safe 4th of July.
Thank you, General Nash. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. During World War I, our military families sought a way to honor the service of their family members and developed blue, silver, and gold star flags, which were displayed in a front window of their homes. The blue star flag meant a family member serving active duty service in the war. The silver star indicated a family member wounded in action, while the gold star represented a family member killed during active duty, and they all stood for sacrifice made for honor and freedom. We still see the blue and gold stars used today to represent those who have had family members serving and those families who have lost a loved one in service to our country. Last October, we were invited to attend the 7th Annual Gold Star Families Retreat in Brainerd, Minnesota, which was hosted by the Commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. The purpose of the retreat was to provide a comfortable environment conducive to relaxation and celebration of loved ones both with us and those who have passed. It was a large gathering of Gold Star families meant to remember those who have been lost in service to our country and to allow the families to share their stories and, in doing so, promote healing. While we were there, many of the family members volunteered to tell the story of a loved one in order to share with us who they were, how they died, and to help remember them. Today's show is a collection of these stories as told by their family members.
Joining me now is the Commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, Larry Shalado. Commissioner, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
It's good to be back, Tom. Thank you for all you do.
Commissioner, we're up at Cragin's for a very, very special event. And it's one I know that's near and dear to your heart. Can you tell us about it?
Well, it's our honoring the families, honoring our fallen and bringing their families up here. And we're allowing them to get together. We bring in some people that will offer some classes and some tips. It's difficult, but it's just bringing them all together and sharing, because what we have found is over the last 6 years is that they have formed into a special group, peers, if you will, who understand each other, and these retreats have become a safe haven to talk and remember and reflect and share and cry and do all the things that need to be done so that they can continue on with life.
Commissioner, I know you've been involved in doing this for many years now, and this year you've opened it up to not just today's veterans and Gold Star families, but to all generations. And you've got quite a group of people up here this weekend.
Yes, it's the actually it's the largest turnout we've had in the years. So, and it's very, very positive. We've gotten legislative support from the governor, and also the and all benefit. And it's kind of important to know that it's not just the current conflicts that have created these memories and feelings. It's gone back way. You know, we did have a representative that had family from World War II. It just does not go away.
Commissioner, you've got quite a few of your team up here pulling this event together, and who do you have with you here today?
We got Ron Quadi. He's the electee, and I think you'll be talking to him later, doing an outstanding job. Our goal is to make, and Ron's goal is to make sure we have all the logistics, the speakers, everything lined up so that when the people come here, they know what's going to happen, what to do, so that they can just get on and be with their friends.
And Ron, I understand you got drafted into this position a few months back, but you've pulled together quite a good team and a lot of folks up here at Craigan's for the Gold Star Family Retreat.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Tom. Thanks for having me back on the show. This is a very special event that we brought a special team together of Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs staff to focus on the programming and the support for the families. Programming and then emotional support on-site and ongoing. We're really transitioning this into a year-long program, not just a one-time-a-year event. So we're really looking to network with the families here on-site, provide them support, and then move forward in outreaching to all of the families in Minnesota that we don't know of yet.
Ron, at the opening ceremony on Friday night, we had dinner and we had some speakers, but then at the end of that ceremony, all the families in the room, and I don't know how many there were, but a lot of them, told the story of their loved one who was lost, and that went on for quite some time and was a very moving experience.
Yes, Tom, moving is to say the least. What we found is the families coming together, able to relate with each other and tell their stories and share the stories of their loved ones. And really celebrate those lives of their loved ones is an awesome experience. We do have over 300 adults here this weekend. We have over 100 children that we're taking good care of. And we booked all the rooms that we had blocked, plus a few, to really score on the success of the event. We're looking forward to the years coming and adding through the outreach those additional families.
And Commissioner, on today's show, we're going to try to find some volunteers from the Gold Star families to share their stories that we heard last night. And we're looking forward to talking to you towards the end of the show and see how many of those stories that we've gotten. I know they're important to you.
They're very, very important. And each one is unique. Each one is special. And yet they all have some common themes. I'll talk about that later.
Thank you, Commissioner. We'll talk to you a little later in the show.
Joining me now is Joanne Richardson, Gold Star mom to Specialist Gregory Rundell. Joanne, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you.
Can you tell us about your son's military career and what happened?
My son joined the Army after his older brother had joined the Army, and his older brother was stationed in Iraq, so he decided he wanted to also be in the military, joined the Army, feeling that that would teach him how to become a better police officer, which was his goal in life, to be a police officer. One of the things that I said to him is, why would you do that? Your brother's already in Iraq. And he said, Mom, most people in this world have more than what in our world, they have much more than what they ever will see there. And if I could change one person's life, I would be willing to do that. And if I can help one person over there, then I've done my job.
So he was determined to go in the military and to serve.
Absolutely. To make a difference in the world.
And you're up here at the Gold Star Family Retreat, and I noticed last night that most of the Gold Star families had a story to share about their losses. And can you tell us what happened to your son?
My son was killed by small arms fire in Taji, Iraq, on March 26, 2008, while manning a guard tower.
And when and where did you find out about this?
I happened to be at work, just coming back from lunch on a beautiful March day when the weather was real nice outside, and human resources came to me. I had just gotten a promotion, I had been on that job for 3 days. Human resources came around the corner, white as a ghost, to ask me to go into their office. And I thought at first I had done something wrong. But then I knew I hadn't done anything wrong because I hadn't been in the job long enough to make it an issue. So went into the human resources office and saw Chaplain Morris, whom I had known from doing some family readiness groups. And I knew right away what the problem was and that my son had been killed.
Chaplain Morris and the officers in the military don't come for just joyrides and casual visits, do they?
No, not at all. And I really feel that I was blessed that I had Chaplain Morris because I had a connection with him prior to my son's death from the family readiness groups, which meant a lot to me.
This Gold Star family retreat, there's a lot of families up here this weekend, and everyone was telling their stories last night, and it looked therapeutic and it looked healing. How do you feel about these weekends?
They mean the world to me. I always say it fills my toolbox for the year. Gives me the strength and the tools to continue throughout the year, to have connections, make new connections, also to see the growth of myself and others that have been here, that come here. It has been an opportunity to not only know other people, but to bond with people and to always confirm and remember my son, because in the outside world, so many people forget about us.
Lots of hugs between Gold Star moms last night. It must be helpful to see other people that have experienced the same tragedy.
Absolutely, because we understand each other and we vow to never forget. That helps us through.
Joanne, any final thoughts for our listeners?
My final thought is to always thank our military for what they do, because it's a small number of men and women that join the military, and to also, if you have a moment, to remember the families of the fallen. The number one thing that I believe we all share is that we never forget our sons and daughters.
As Gold Star mother Joanne Richardson, mom of Specialist Gregory Rundell, from the Gold Star family retreat at Craigens Resort on Gull Lake.
Please stay with us for this July 4th special with our Gold Star families on Minnesota Military Radio. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. As we've said, this is a July 4th special with our Gold Star families from the Gold Star Family Retreat last year. And now we'll get back to the interviews. Joining me now from the Gold Star Family Retreat at Craigens Resort on Gull Lake is Val Kennedy, a Gold Star mom. Val, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Hi, Tom. Thank you very much for having us here today. It's a pleasure to have you at this retreat.
Val, I understand that you've got a couple of things that you want to share with us today, and one is about your son, Specialist Joseph Allen Kennedy, but also you're quite involved with Tribute to the Troops.
Yes, we are, Tom. Thank you. We lost our son, Joseph Allen Kennedy, Army Specialist, April 15th, 2011. He was killed in action in Afghanistan when his unit was attacked by insurgents. And we've been on a journey ever since then, and we were immediately embraced by several Gold Star families right from the start at Joe's memorial service. And it began a lifelong journey of friendships, healing. Part of that then came the organizations that we got involved in, Tribute to the Troops being one of them, our Gold Star community, Minnesota SOS, so many communities. It's amazing. It's been a great journey.
So I want to ask you, were you contacted by Tribute to the Troops and then your house and your home invaded by lots of motorcycles and lots of caring people?
We sure were. It was an amazing day. It was a beautiful day in September, and we had a front yard full of people waiting for them to ride up, and we had about 150 bikes that rumbled up the neighborhood, and there were tears on both sides, I think. It was a phenomenal visit.
We've had Tribute to the Troops on the show before, and my understanding is a lot of the Gold Star parents, as soon as they have that experience, turn around and get on their motorcycles and turn around and go right out with the group the next time.
Well, we do ride motorcycles also. I should say I ride as a passenger, but 'cause it's safer for everybody. We jumped in right away. We did not ride with them that year, but we have been riding with them since, and it is phenomenal. It's a wonderful vehicle for us to pay it forward and go visit these other families, and it starts that feeling of heart and community amongst us.
In the annual Gold Star Family Retreat, why do you come to this, and is it a good experience?
This is an awesome experience. I came the first year that Joe died in 2011 by myself because my husband couldn't get away from work. And it was 6 months to that, you know, that weekend. It was the six-month mark for us. And I had friends say that you are very brave for going up there all by yourself. And I said, that is not bravery. I'm going somewhere where they're going to take care of me, and I'll be surrounded by people that know and, you know, what we're going through. I said, bravery is signing that dotted line and putting yourself in harm's way. So that's bravery.
Well, the first night, Friday night, at the end of the ceremony, all the families shared the stories of their loved ones who were lost. How did you feel about that experience?
That's always a very touching experience. It's a very somber feeling in the room because the stories vary greatly from one family to another. But the results are all the same. We're all sitting there without our loved one any longer, and we're learning to continue living our lives without that person physically with us any longer. And for me personally, I was able, that first year was very, very difficult, but after I was able to move my heart from a place of grief to a place of gratitude, I was very grateful for having Joe for the 25 years that we had him, and I'm very grateful for everything I learned as I was raising him, we learned as a family, and all of the things that he continues to teach us every day, still, to this day.
And Val, for the Gold Star families that might be listening to this broadcast, what would you have to say to them if they hadn't experienced this Gold Star Family Weekend Retreat?
You know, the retreat is something very, very special. I have to thank everybody that comes through with all of the funding that makes this event happen, because it is very important in the Gold Star community. And there are so many friendships that are made here that carry throughout the year. It's very, very important to share our experiences and our stories and our loved ones with each other and celebrate their lives.
Val, thanks for joining us today on Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you very much, Tom, for having us.
This is Val Kennedy, Gold Star mother of Specialist Joseph Allen Kennedy. Joining me now is Rick Clark, the Gold Star father of Army Specialist Ryan Clark, from the Gold Star Family Retreat at Craigens on Gull Lake. Rick, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you. Kind of an honor and also a sad day to be here. My son Ryan started as a very young age of wanting to be in the military. At 5 years old, he'd always wanted to join the service. And he was always willing to help people through church organizations. And Ryan started actually his career of helping people. He became a Cub Scout at a young age, and at the age of 15, he had earned the rank of Eagle Scout, which only 2% of the American boys make it to that rank. When he graduated from high school, Ryan had still continued wanting to help people. So he went to Alexandria Technical College for law enforcement, and he liked the structure of the Alec Tech, you know, the law enforcement there, and so he decided to join the military. Ryan joined the Army when he was still going to school in Alec, and he was on the delay entry program. He was a Red Bull, and he would actually do his weekend training up at Fort Ripley or Camp Ripley up here. And he decided then that the pace wasn't fast enough for Ryan, so he talked about it and he wanted to go full-time Army. He graduated from Alexandria Technical College May 19th of 2009, and May 22nd, I believe, he took off for Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri to do his basic training. Through the letters that we would get from him, he loved the basic training. He loved helping people. His law enforcement through Alec really helped him excel there to help the younger cadets there. In October 1st of 2009, he was sent to Fort Bragg, North Carolina, where he was with the 27th Combat Engineering Battalion, 20th Combat Engineer Brigade, and he was with the 57th Sapper Company of the 18th Airborne Corps out of Fort Bragg. He reported there on October 1st of 2009. On October 3rd of 2009, he called home and said that he was going to be deployed to Afghanistan in December. So he got to come back home again in November around Thanksgiving. And he came home, and then we went back with him to bring his belongings back home. And then he was supposed to leave on the 1st of December, and things don't always go according to plan. It was the 26th of December that he had actually left for downrange over to Afghanistan. And so we didn't get to see him for that Christmas, which really haunts us now. But we got to see him again in March. We went on a cruise with him. He didn't want to come back to Minnesota because he was in the mountain range, and he wanted a little warmth and just a little R&R. So we set a cruise up around his leave, and we spent 2 weeks with him down in Florida. And that was actually the last time we got to see him. We still visited him with Tracy, my wife, got to visit with him at about 2 o'clock in the morning when he'd call home because of the time difference. And he'd only have like 2 minutes that he could talk, so I left all the time for my wife to communicate. It was a long year for us because, you know, we'd listen to the reports and all that that's going on. October 4th of 2010, that's when we found out about Ryan. We had two service people meet us at our door. One was a chaplain, one was a sergeant first class, and it was the words we all regretted to hear. It started out, "We regret to inform you," and we knew at that time what had happened. So he was over there for it. His military being full time lasted a little over a year until his day of, he was KIA'd in Afghanistan. The Gold Star retreat that we attend here now is a benefit for us because I get to meet with other fathers that have been going through what I've been going through. You know, it's not the same in my eyes of losing a child in states because you get to see where they were when they fell, if it was an accident, if it was a sickness, you got to be with them. It had been 6 months since I've seen my son, and that was the last time I got to see him because the incident that day is they were on route clearing mission. They were around the city of Sheikhabad. And the intel that they got that day that the Taliban had been, or Al-Qaeda was meeting at a church and that was there, they found out later as they're coming into town that it was a wedding going on. So they dropped their guard for that split second. They were going to dismount to go through town, but they figured, well, it's just a wedding that we'll just drive through. And unfortunately, that's where they made their one mistake, I guess. An insurgent stepped out from behind a building and shot a rocket projected grenade at the truck, and it exploded inside the truck, is the word that we had got. So, but the Gold Star Retreat in Craigens, like I said, is a great weekend for us, and I'm glad to be here, and if I help other fathers, that help me. So,
Rick, thanks for joining us today. That was Rick Clark, Gold Star father of Army Specialist Ryan Clark.
Please stay with us for this July 4th special with our Gold Star families on Minnesota Military Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We'll get back to our Gold Star family interviews in just a moment. But first, it's time for the Commissioner's Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now here's Commissioner Larry Shelato.
This week, families, friends, and communities will celebrate the independence of our country and the freedoms we enjoy as we celebrate the 4th of July. The signers of the Declaration of Independence did not take their signatures lightly. Here we are, hundreds of years later, with the same purpose and promise that guides our country at 4th of July celebrations. I encourage you to take a moment and look back on the courage and wisdom of our founding fathers and be renewed in our shared commitment to to those core values that brought our nation to life back then and guide us now. Take a few minutes to remember what the 4th of July is about and to remind ourselves how fortunate we are to be Americans. Happy 4th of July.
Thank you, Commissioner Shelleto. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.
Joining me now from the Gold Star Family Retreat at Craigens Resort on Gull Lake is Rosie Simmons, the wife of Sergeant Leonard Simmons and a Gold Star family member. Rosie, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you.
I've seen that you've been up here on this retreat all weekend, and I think this is your second visit. Is this helpful?
Yes, it is. It's very helpful. It's realizing that I'm not the only one out there grieving the loss of a loved one. Depending, it doesn't even matter of the circumstances of how we lost our loved one, whether it be suicide or whether it was killed in action. My husband actually died as a casualty in Iraq in 2003. And his body temperature did not get below 108 degrees in the middle of the evening, around 9 o'clock in the evening over there in Iraq, which at that time, heat is very extensive and hydration and ice and everything like that is pretty much a necessity. His body temperature just wouldn't react well to the weather down there.
Now, Rosie, who is your husband and you have some children?
Yes, we have three children. My son Timothy, who is now 25, my son Anthony, who is now 24, and our daughter Ayana, who is 18.
Can you share with us how did you find out that your husband passed from heat?
I was notified around between 10:15 and 10:30 in the evening. The Department of Defense notified casualty, and casualty came to my home and notified me. I was home alone with my two children. My other son was out at the time. I opened my door and seen two uniformed officers with three women behind them at my door, and they came in, asked me if my name was Rosemary Simmons, and that they were sorry to inform me that my husband had died in Mosul, Iraq. My only reaction was just to fall down and cry. Then I just picked myself up and sat on the couch, and they asked me, did I need anything? Did I want some medical assistance? And I told them no, and I just got on the phone and started notifying family.
And who are the three ladies that were with the two officers?
They were what they call a family readiness group, which is called the FRG. And they are somewhat of a support system for deployed soldier spouses, whether it be male or female. And it's basically to keep the spouses informed and to do activities with the spouses and the children, just to keep their attitude uplifting while their spouse is deployed. So that way, you know, they're not scared, they're not crying, they're not, you know, worried about their husbands or wives overseas when they're deployed. So they have this family readiness group that is actually, it's a very good group. I've been involved in it when I was at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, and it helps a lot of soldiers' wives and husbands that are either new to the military or just don't know how to react to the military. And so family readiness is, you know, we get them prepared and we help them out as much as we can, just like survivor outreach with after the fact, after a death or anything.
And Rosie, how did you find out about the Gold Star family group?
Actually, I didn't know anything about survivor outreach services until I moved to Minnesota. And when I moved to Minnesota, got connected with Gail Springborg, and she's been a godsend to me, and she told me all about the Gold Star family retreat and all the activities, and I have just felt home ever since I've been here.
And Rosie, one last question for all our listeners out there. If there are other Gold Star family members out there, what would you recommend this event to them?
Absolutely. You're never alone. You're always loved, and we do know how it feels to lose a loved one in any type of situation. And all we can say is that, you know, you'll be welcome with open arms, and you're just part of our family. We're all one big family, and that's what's most important.
Rosie, thanks for joining us today on Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you.
That was Rosie Simmons, Gold Star wife of Sergeant Leonard Dale Simmons, at the Gold Star Family Retreat at Craigens Resort on Gull Lake. Joining me now is Suzanne Nelson, Gold Star mother of Staff Sergeant Andrew P. Nelson, who we lost in Iraq in 2007. Suzanne, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you very much.
Suzanne, we're up at the Gold Star Family Retreat at Cragans on Gull Lake, along with many other Gold Star families, and we've been trying to learn as much as we can about our service members that we've lost. And you told me over this weekend a story about your son. Can you share with our listeners? Can you tell me about your son?
My son was 22 when he was killed in Iraq. He was a staff sergeant from Moorhead, Minnesota. He was on his fourth tour to the Iraq-Afghanistan area. He enjoyed cross country, and he was an Eagle Scout.
I see you're wearing a T-shirt for a cross-country meet that was named in his honor. Can you tell me, how did you like cross-country? Did he like cross-country? Tell us about your son.
My son was a captain of cross-country in Fargo for three schools because they shared cross-country, Shanley, Oak Grove, and Park Christian. One Saturday morning, I was in my room and talking on the phone and telling this person that I had to go to a cross-country meet, and they said, well, do you like that? And I said, no, it's like watching paint dry. And my son happened to be walking past my room, and he popped the door open, and he says, Mom, you're never coming to another cross-country meet. And I said, well, I really want to go, Andrew. And he says, no, you don't have to. If it's like watching paint dry, you can stay home. Well, since that time, Andrew enjoyed cross-country so much and running in particular. But after he was killed, his cross-country coach came up to me one day and he asked me if I would mind using his name as the new title for the Andrew Nelson Metro Classic for the second Thursday in September on a yearly basis, so that it would be called the Andrew Nelson Metro Classic. And so since that time, it's been called the Andrew Nelson Metro Classic. And this year, there were approximately, and this is just a rough guess, but I would imagine about 400 students from sixth grade to senior high running in this cross-country meet at Lindenwood Park in Fargo. When my son was in cross-country, there was probably a total of maybe 40 kids running at these meets. But now to see the growth and the expansion is just amazing, and it's a wonderful experience and a tribute to my son to be there and to witness how much joy these kids get from running.
Suzanne, obviously it's not like watching paint dry anymore because you're up there and the event has grown tenfold in honor of your son, and you're there all day and getting hugs and seeing the community, and it has to be a good experience. But you also told me that you've been coming to the Gold Star Family Retreats for quite a few years. It must be a good event for you as well.
It is a very good event. This is my seventh year. The first year, my daughter came with me, but this event draws us all closer together as family. I get to meet new people and listen to their stories and also connect with like-minded people without having to explain why I'm crying or why I've had a difficult day. And also just to give each other the moral and spiritual and physical support that we all need, that different days bring us to tears so that we can all share our stories together.
In a safe environment with other people that understand. Suzanne, I'd like to thank you for sharing your story with us today at Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Suzanne Nelson, Gold Star mom of Staff Sergeant Andrew Nelson.
Please stay with us for this July 4th special with our Gold Star families on Minnesota Military Radio. We'll be right back.
Joining me now from the Gold Star Family Retreat at Cragans on Gull Lake is Sandy Masterson, the Gold Star mother of Corporal Connor Masterson, who we lost in Afghanistan in 2007. And Sandy, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you. Happy to be back.
Sandy, the last time you were on, I think we were talking about all the great things that have happened at 3M and that you've been a big part of. And I want you to tell us about all of those, including all of the big support we get for the Minnesota Military Family Foundation via the MMFF Golf Classic. Can you believe it's been 5 years since we started that?
I can't believe it. Time has gone so fast, but really proud that we can be a part of that.
Sandy, I know that in honor of your son, who died at a young age, you've taken things into your own hands and done some incredible things, and I think you've got three initiatives that are primary. Can you tell us about those?
I'd love to. So first, I'd like to tell you just a bit about Connor. So Connor was only 21 years old when he was killed in action in Afghanistan by an IED. He was serving as a medic, and I could not be more proud of Connor. We know that he saved lives. We know that he was really a part of his unit, and he was with loved ones when he died. In his memory, we've done a number of things. It isn't easy to go forward after you've lost a child. So we do three things in Connor's memory. The first is that we award a teacher or staff member at the high school Connor went to, which is Woodbury High School, with a $500 cash award once a year. And this is something that our family does. When Connor was in high school, there was an assistant principal that was very instrumental in his life and in helping Connor to become the young man that we became so very proud of. So each year, the graduating seniors nominate a teacher or staff member who's reached out and made a difference in their life. So we get to read some very personal nominations. From the nominations, we select one recipient each year, and we recognize them with a $500 cash award. The second thing that we've done in Connor's memory is that I'm a part of a group of other Gold Star moms who organize and conduct Scoops for Troops. So Scoops for Troops includes a 5K run, a 3K walk, and then an ice cream and pizza social in Eagan, Minnesota. And we hold this the spring of each year, so it's either the last weekend of April or first weekend of May. The 2015 event will be held on May 3rd. And all of the proceeds from this event go to Tribute to the Troops, and they put this money towards education funds for children of Minnesota's fallen. And something that's really important to us is that as organizers, our children didn't have children. So this isn't something that's for our families. This is something we feel very strongly about, though, in reaching out to other Gold Star families and helping them. The third thing that I've worked on is I'm a 3M employee, and a number of years ago, it was 2009, 17 of us came together to form our military support network. And we've had a number of different initiatives. This year, we're really focusing on hiring our veterans. So across 3M, we have a number of programs trying to help that cause. Another thing that we've done is to partner with the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, and we work with the MMFF on the golf event that's held in August of each year, and we're very proud to be a part of that event to really help increase the funds that are raised, as we know that cause is something that's not going away.
Sandy, you've been really busy and focused on a lot of great initiatives in your son's honor, and I, for one, am happy to have met you and happy to partner with you on all of those things. But I've also found out that you like to come to this Gold Star family event. What does it do for you, and is it is something you look forward to?
I do. I look forward to this event each year. I think that there is nothing more healing for our Gold Star families than to come together as a group. We understand what each other has gone through and continues to go through. Sometimes we know what each other is thinking before the words are even said. And to be able to wrap our arms around each other and help us to go forward is really powerful. Something that I've heard said a number of times is that time heals all wounds. And I believe it was Gwen Olson, another Gold Star mom, who really put it more correctly. Time does not heal all wounds. It's what you do with the time that helps you to heal. And coming together like this is one of those very positive things that we do. We laugh, we cry, we do it together.
Sandy, keep up the good work, and thanks for joining us on Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
That was Sandy Masterson, Gold Star mother of Connor Masterson, at the Gold Star Family Retreat from Craigens Resort on Gull Lake. We're back with Commissioner Larry Shelato from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs at the Gold Star Family Retreat at Craigens Resort in Gull Lake. And Commissioner, we've been able to talk to quite a few of the Gold Star families today and get their stories and share in their remembrance of the loved ones who they've lost. And I know you've got some stories that are your favorites as well.
It's probably not necessarily my favorite story, but it's one of those things that is probably kind of a key genesis to us putting the emphasis, if you will, on making sure that these events happen. As you know, we're both Vietnam veterans, and I had a good high school friend who died over there in conflict, honorably served everything. He was a true American hero. But I also, as I was going, saw his brothers and the family almost disintegrate. The father couldn't let go. The kids couldn't compete with the ghost. And you could just sense that there was never closure. There was never, and there never will be closure per se, but the goal of these events and the families that you've talked to today is to say, all right, we honor, we love, we respect, we will remember, but we too know that we have others in our family. We must move on. We must do, never forget. And people out there, you know, don't tell a Gold Star parent to move on and to forget. It will never happen. But also taking care of the whole family becomes important. And that's why I'm very pleased to see, in some of the cases here, the whole family is here, multi-generational families coming. And that's the message I want everyone to say. They are moving on. They are doing well. But they find this event to be a safe haven to vet, if you will, the feelings that they have. Because sometimes they just don't feel safe in the general public. So I don't know if that's right or wrong or indifferent, but I want to make sure these families honor and respect their loved one, but also as a family move on and take care of the whole family and themselves in particular to make sure that they don't go into that trap of being stuck in a time zone.
Commissioner, my observance was that it's good to remember, and it's maybe better to remember and share when you're among other Gold Star families that have had similar experiences, because it does feel safer. Commissioner, I wanted to ask you a question. Before you were the Commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, you were the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard for 7 years,
yeah.
13,000 soldiers and airmen, and inevitably, over a period of 7 years, you're going to lose some people, and I know you handed out, I believe you said, 20 flags. How hard was that to deal with as the commander, as the boss, being the Adjutant General? I know you went to all of those funerals.
I still ask my question. I know I was, even some people offered to do it for me, and I said, no, I just can't allow that to happen. It's when you accept the position, but also it goes back to what I said earlier. It's just, you got to walk the walk. I don't know what happened, but something said, you cannot let this cup pass. This is something you have to do, and you have to do it. I'll tell you, it wasn't easy. Some of the most difficult things I've ever done in my life. I never regret doing it.
Commissioner, it appears to me from observing this weekend that this weekend was healing for you and healing and therapeutic for the Gold Star families.
I get as much out of this, if not more, than the others too. And again, you just you never forget. But the most important part is, okay, but what are you doing about it? Are you doing something to make it better, or are you just hiding? And I refuse to hide.
Commissioner, we're just about out of time. I know you're planning another event for next year. Any final thoughts for our listeners?
The biggest problem we have is finding them. So obviously if they can go to your website, because I know you will support us, just a way in which we can identify the names. How can we contact them to get on the mailing list? The word is getting out that this is a program that is value-added.
Commissioner, thanks for joining us today once again on Minnesota Military Radio.
Well, thank you, Tom, for everything that you do.
We're just about out of time. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'd like to thank all of the families who attended the Gold Star Family Retreat, and particularly the ones who have shared the heartfelt stories of their loved ones lost in service to our country. I'd also like to thank Commissioner Larry Shelato, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Rick Nash. Please join us every weekend on this station for more stories of our heroes who sacrifice and serve our nation, or join us for online podcasts at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week and every week.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.